This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Vaxxed from cover-up to catastrophe. It's getting booted from some film festivals.
Everybody doesn't seem to want to hear much about it. It's shut down.
Robert Scott Bell.
The DEA says it will not reclassify marijuana.
These people are like living in an episode of Hawaii Five-0. They're living in the past.
People don't smoke marijuana and beat up their wives and girlfriends.
Robert Scott Bell.
Often heard of the dangers of saturated fats, but could some of those fats actually be good for you?
Do you think so?
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, this hour on the Robert Scott Bell Show, we're going to talk to you about a dietary supplement and herb whose side effects have resulted in kids going to the emergency room 70,000 times. And what is the FDA doing about it? This is an outrage, Super Don. We're going to get to the bottom of it this hour. Are you prepared, my friend? Are you prepared?
I'm outraged.
You're outraged. Like,
I'm so outraged.
He's feigning outrage because I asked him.
I'm outraged.
No, why he's outraged? Because I asked him to do an audio clip. I was just teasing. I wasn't really serious, but you know, he takes it serious because he does the things that he does on this show, or anybody that puts Super Don to work for audio excellence. It's like he takes it seriously. So I'm like, Super Don, no, it's okay. I don't need taken. You probably have it anyway. But we're going to get to that. The vaccine policy, has it been taken hostage? Has science been taken hostage? We'll get to that. Also, more lawsuits against Bayer, Monsanto, Cheerios, and General Mills now in the crosshairs. We got a question of the day. And finally, we're going to end up with baby poop. Not, is it because your grandkids are back visiting, Super Don? Are they still in diapers?
My grandkids are not. So they're actually moving back to Oregon. So
they're
in progress on their way, but yeah. So no, but that is not why I chose this story. I chose this story because it has the word poop. Come on. I mean, get real. You know.
I know. I should know better. Of course that's why. It wasn't had anything to do with anything other than that. Well, we're going to get there. By the way, last hour, it was so fun to have Cheryl back on, and I just loved that we were teasing her. She actually tweeted back, great show, hashtag got milk, LOL, be back soon. So I think we got her. I think we got her. Super Don, we worked her. And Jonathan played it. He's like, Jonathan's telling her, I'm going to go on Prozac if she doesn't come back. I mean, dude, we were pulling out all the stops.
Wow, threats right. Of Prozac.
I know. Where did that come from? Jonathan really was like, he was just going for it. So it was beautiful. And to find out that Jonathan Emord's going to be with us at the Trinity Live Conference, oh, man, it just got better. Folks, if you weren't planning on being there, you got to go. So that's September 22nd, 23rd. And that'll be in Schaumburg, Chicago, Illinois. I want to see everybody there. Let's reunion. Also upcoming in October, the International Integrative Healthcare and Holistic Iridology Congress, 19th, 20th, 21st, 22nd, 4 days. You can show up for one day even. A nice weekend in Orlando, which will be great. And links are in the show notes. We'll get Dr. David J. Pesek back on to talk about it some more as we get closer to that event as well. But we've got the row of booths, you know, because there's talks and lectures. There's also an exhibit floor. We got our friends at Sovereign Silver. We've got Echo Water, Synergy Science. Paul Bertero is going to be there. Let's see who else we got. Jonathan Emord, of course. Oh, Chris Barr, not a doc. We're going to be hanging out with Chris and Jonathan, another Jonathan from ChooseToBeHealthy.com. So it's going to be a great time, whether you're in the lectures or joining us on the show floor in Schaumburg, Illinois, September 22nd through 23rd. So looking forward to that. Looking real forward to that. So public vaccine policy. This guy, Jeremy R. Hammond, I like this guy. I want to interview this guy sometime. soon. Did you look into his background? He's a smart dude.
You know, not only did I do that, but while you were talking with Jonathan, I actually ended up talking to him.
Did you?
And, yeah, it looks like we might be able to get him on next week sometime.
Oh, that would be amazing. Now, folks, yeah. if you want to know why we want to talk to this guy, check out his article. And it's at jeremyrhammond.com. We have it linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. It says, public vaccine policy has taken science hostage. That's why I was joking with Super Don about Liam Neeson and Taken. You know, I will find you. Who is Taken? How do they take vaccine policy? And how does the public take it? And then take science hostage? I mean, this is like it's a really intriguing headline. But the subheadline from Jeremy says, there is an institutionalized bias within the government and medical establishment that elevates public vaccine policy over public health. What does this mean? Now, if I look at public policy, public health policy, I would say that the so-called regulators, whether it be at CDC or at state boards of health, for instance, they have been completely taken hostage by the pharmaceutical industrial complex, vaccine manufacturers particularly. And it is a religious cult. It is not rooted in science because, as we've said time and time again here, even prior to the HHS lawsuit that was lost by HHS, that RFK Jr., Dell Bigtree were involved in, that forced their hand to admit that they've never once in 30 years visited Congress and reported on vaccine safety issues since the passage of the National Vaccine Injury Compensation Program in 1986. What does that mean? It means nobody's guarding the hen house or the fox guy. I mean, what does it mean? It means somebody has taken hostage the ability for science to work. What does that mean? It means observation. The ability to publish your observations, whether they be epidemiological studies or whether they be peer-reviewed studies associated with double-blind placebo-controlled studies showing safety or efficacy, in this case particularly safety, of the vaccine schedule, much less any individual vaccine on that schedule. So what Jeremy is responding to is an article in the New York Times. And that title was, Anti-Vaccine Activists Have Taken Vaccine Science Hostage. So he's like calling them out, going, no, anti-vaccine activists have not taken vaccine science hostage because there is no vaccine science. Super Don, was there anything in the New York Times article or in that you read with Jeremy Hammond's article that shows, oh my gosh, there's the science and the anti-vaxxers have taken it hostage and no one can get it back unless something happens?
No, not at all. Not at all. No science has been taken hostage as far as, I mean, on that side of the coin.
Yeah.
Man, this is such a good article. I know we can't do it justice in the few minutes that we've got here, but we will get Jeremy on to talk about this. I was thoroughly impressed with his take on this.
Yeah. And so he's picking apart the New York Times opinion piece, right? This Moyer talking about parents who obtain an exemption or exemptions to their child so they can attend school. This is public, but even private schools are under the auspices of the state government, which has fallen prey, and that has been taken hostage by the federal government and the bureaucratic oligarchy, the CDC, etc. And so if you can get your kid into school without having to strictly follow the entire routine, right, vaccine schedule recommended by the CDC, you're making, you parents, that means me too, right, making wrong-headed decisions. Well, based on what scientific validated study are you saying it's a wrong-headed decision to file an exemption, whether it be medical, philosophical, or religious, or any combination therein? And so you got to think clearly on this. If indeed we, those of us who ask questions, those of us who say, you know what, the science is not solid in terms of the findings. In fact, it may not exist at all. There's certainly nothing in existence that shows the existing schedule of the CDC, childhood vaccine, has ever been analyzed or tested under peer review scrutiny to show safety or efficacy. So, where's the hostage taking here? Where does Jeremy posit that the hostage taking is, in fact, on the other side of the coin, not the anti-vaxxers?
Indeed. That's exactly what he says.
Mm-hmm.
So go figure, right?
What do we do? How do we get Liam Neeson to rescue the hostage? That's where it comes up, right?
Yes.
What do we do? Folks, this is the point. At this point, too, you have more information. You have more ammo. And I don't mean in your real gun. This is your proverbial gun. to push back on the state level. Once and for all, those state mandates can be quashed. How? You just point out that the National Vaccine Injury Compensation Program established a release of all liability to the manufacturers of vaccines under the condition that the Department of Health and Human Services actually monitored and conducted safety studies, surveillance, all of that, and reported to Congress biannually during the time of the activation of this law, which I patently say is unconstitutional, because how do you take an industry and just say, you know what? You no longer have liability for anything you do. You can make the most dangerous, deadly product. In fact, we're going to talk about another aspect of that in the next segment. And kids could end up dead or injured for life. And the parents of those children could not sue you. Yeah, you got no liability. You have no incentive to make a safe product. Why would you? Why would you spend the time and effort and research and science? Because it's going to cost you more money. It's going to hurt your bottom line. You already have a guaranteed audience or customer base, because the federal government and the state agencies fall in line. They're the ones that have been taken hostage by the pharmaceutical complex. And they fall in line with the edicts that this must be taken. Like, it's sacrosanct. It's, what have I called it? The sacrament in the church of pharmaceutical mysticism. And yet there is no science to defend their statement that it's safe and effective, or that vaccines have even saved millions of lives. That's another one of their favorite sayings. Where is it? You look at the data of the 20th century and you see this line dropping of mortality, morbidity, associated with what then became later vaccine-preventable diseases. They were all tailing down to almost nothing, and then the vaccine gets introduced down here, and then they take all of this away and they blow that little bit up, and it looks like the vaccines are responsible for taking them out of commission. And nobody is allowed to ask in the scientific community. Talk about hostage taking. Hey, was it a good idea to artificially suppress the manifestation of these childhood diseases that apparently some peer-reviewed literature, observational and otherwise, has shown prevents diseases by acquiring the childhood diseases, chickenpox, measles, etc.? You're actually strengthening and teaching the immune system, and you're less likely to succumb to chronic diseases, cancer, neurological degradation, autoimmune diseases, etc. You now push back with the HHS ruling, or if you will, they're ruling against the HHS on that lawsuit where they admitted they had not once reported to Congress in 30 plus years on issues of safety. Not validating, not verifying, not monitoring, not surveilling, not doing any additional research to reduce the amount of adverse events, much less acknowledge the true scope and scale of adverse events, which is horrific.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey folks, Robert Scott Bell here. More innovation coming from my good friends at Synergy Science and, of course, the Echo Water that we all know and love, and Paul Barretero. We've got a detox and we've got more help to do it, including Ketox, oral chelation now available, as well as far infrared sauna to sweat it out.
That's right. People are aware of IV chelation, which can be expensive, and it's basically one few-hour session. But this is oral chelation, far more available to the body, and they do it for a three-month period. So they really can go into the zinc fingers of the thyroid and pull out the different heavy metals that are in their system, mercury, lead, these types of things that are really causing problems. And as far as using that in conjunction with the Synergy sauna is amazing, to be able to hydrate with the Echo Water, go in the sauna, sweat out the toxins, and all during that process, taking Ketox to get rid of the metals. It's an amazing protocol.
All right, learn more at Synergy Science. You can also go to robertswater.com. Or link it through 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Special discounts for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite's seven herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, we got it. Sacred Fire of Liberty last hour. But that liberty we talk about, fundamental freedoms, come from God, not government. And we just want to remind you. I remind myself every time I say it, just in case I slip up. Not that I would, but... You know, when I say the power to heal is yours, it's for me, right? If you guys get it too, that's great. But I just got to keep remembering because much of my young life, first 24 years, I was told the power to heal was not mine. It was only in the magicians, the pharmacokinetics, the sorcerers of modern medicine, they said, we have the medicine. Or maybe it's a magic trick and you'll grow out of it, right? By the way, I woke up early, Super Don. You heard me whining. I woke up early, 6:20 a.m. my time. In fact, I woke up before that, and I was on America's First News.
Oh, you were on the show this morning.
I did.
Oh, yeah. What did you guys talk about?
You shamed me into doing it. You're like, oh, you guys can't get up early.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah, I know. Super Don did that. So we actually talked. One was about why are doctors fleeing modern medicine. But before that, he wanted to know about the EpiPen story. And then we went into talking about allergies. And he's like, oh, my gosh. He didn't realize how much... His life was like mine. He lived like, well, because I was the canary in the coal mine of my generation. And I was raised on modern medicine. And so people now have it. And it was like a little more unusual when I did. I was one of the few. Now it's like, it's pretty typical. So he was like, I could tell he was getting into my groove better than ever. He's like, oh, I get it now. I get why Robert is why he is the way he is. By the way, where's the FDA? Where is the Fear and Death Administration? I mean, outrage. You want to talk about real outrage? 70,000 children ending up in the emergency room every year. Emergency room, ER visits, 70,000 emergency room visits to kids. Why? Because of the side effects of this particular dietary supplement. And it's just like we should be having congressional hearings. We should have the FDA visiting every health food store and pulling this stuff from their shelves. maybe even arresting the people who run these health food stores, Super Don. What do you think?
Something needs to be done. Because this is...
Super Don, I'm sorry. I read the story wrong. I totally screwed up. It's not a dietary supplement at all. It's not available in health food stores. In fact, it's only available through licensed, degreed medical doctors, and it's called antibiotic prescriptions. Holy tamale. I am so sorry to my health food store listeners. I almost threw you under the bus. I don't know what I was thinking. I just jumped the guy automatically. I think the FDA infiltrated temporarily.
Antibiotics.
Yeah.
The side effects of antibiotics.
Right. Yeah.
70,000 emergency room visits from antibiotics?
Just for kids. Yeah, 70,000.
Wow. Just for kids?
Yeah, just for kids.
That doesn't include adults.
No, just kids. Just kids.
Wow.
Now, as I said, I was outraged before. Now I'm really, I guess it's par for the course, but yeah, if indeed there was a dietary supplement on the store shelves at health food stores across America that resulted in 70,000 children having to visit the emergency room, what would have happened? Come on! Crickets,
yes.
Really?
I thought it was a rhetorical question. Sorry.
Well, it was, but it's still, you could have chimed in. It would have been a total takedown of the health food industry. There would have been mayhem, congressional hearings. The FDA would be granted broad new authority to just basically go in with AR-15s and shoot people that are in health food stores. If that were out, 70,000 kids into the ER. Tell me I'm wrong. Tell me I'm wrong. Come on. I'm not. It's happening with antibiotics. What have I said? Antibiotics are chemotherapy. I want you to hear it. Steve Felt, my good buddy, the guy that does the cartoons, right, does this graphic stuff. He's got me quoted as saying, every time you hear antibiotics, I want to write your prescription for antibiotics. I want you to hear, I need to write your prescription for chemotherapy. And I want you to hear it. I want you to, doctor, you want to write a prescription of chemotherapy for my kids? What? Do you know that 70,000 kids end up in the ER with side effects, which are direct effects of the antibiotic? Yeah. This is no small thing, folks. By the way, my kids have never had an antibiotic. That's not me going na 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 na. No, that's going, you can do this too. Go get Unlock the Power to Heal. Read the book. Learn about silver. Learn about homeopathy. Learn about echinacea. Learn about the things that can modulate, support immunity, reduce microbial pathogen burden when necessary without harming you. And of course, the probiotics that you eventually flood the system with are not enough because the antibiotics like chemo destroy everything in their path. Including, and especially the epithelial lining of the gut, the very home for the microbiome is destroyed. You've taken the rainforest of the microbiome, their home, and turned it into the GI Gobi Desert. And you've got to repair it. Silver Aloe Protocol. If you don't know it, read Unlock the Power to Heal. You get it on Amazon, Barnes & Noble. The chapter, The Road to Colostomy Bags Paved with Antibiotics and Prednisone. Stop sending your kids to the ER because you think they're benign and innocent antibiotics. They're not. They're chemotherapy. And if I can do it, do without it, you can too.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big, surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover exactly why. Go to rsbreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsbreports.com. You see, two of the Magi's gifts, frankincense and myrrh, were highly prized in biblical times for their health and healing benefits. Science today confirms they are ultra-powerful tools to support your health, anti-aging, and longevity. Meanwhile, you'll be surprised to learn a third spice, often referred to as gold in biblical times, may be nature's most potent tool to protect your immunity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus their powerful gifts of health, and you'll discover how much they'll help you, too. Go to RSB Reports right now to get this important report absolutely free. That's rsbreports.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Oh, we're having a whale of a time here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. No whales here. I did see an interesting video, Super Don, just speaking of whales. And I don't know if this was recent, but apparently a pod of dolphins were protecting a humpback whale and the baby humpback whale, the mother and the baby.
I didn't see the video, but I read the headline. I thought,
yeah, it's like apparently
cool.
Aggressive humpback whales were, you know, trying to mate with this mom whale, and if they did that, they would have separated the calf. The calf could have died. And the dolphins, porpoises, whatever, they came to the rescue. This is awesome.
Dolphins are cool, man. Yeah, I've heard all kinds of stories over the years where dolphins have come to the rescue of various people, and I guess they're rescuing humpback whales too.
That's great. It's really great, and it's
that's
like
cool.
They got to
nature's
reach that
awesome.
Star Trek 3 when they save the whales, they need some dolphins in that now. Redo it
there
maybe.
You go.
Anyway, so let's see, what else we got coming up? I mentioned upcoming events, the Trinity Live Conference. Now we know Jonathan Emort's going to be there as well. Check it out in the show notes, robertscottbell.com. Hey, say thanks to our friends at, CB plus CBD oil. That's right. CB Sciences plus CBDoil.com. If you can get it at a local health food store, get it. If you can't, you go direct. There's a discount code you can hear on, this show, RSB15. Get you 15% off. And here's the gold I'm holding up for the folks watching on YouTube. Also, I want to say thanks to Dr. Frank King, Dr. King's, and get his homeopathy as well. While you still can get homeopathy, the FDA is really doing a number on homeopathic medicines, or attempting to right now. And my friend Steve Stallings, who he hosted us a couple of times last week or 2 weeks ago now. I don't know how long it's been, when we were in Boulder, Colorado. And we found out that he has this awesome whey protein from grass-fed cows, non-denatured, stevia, very clean, and 1 pound, 1.02 pounds for $14.99, something like that, on Amazon if you go to Pure Vim Nutrition. Pure Vim Nutrition, vanilla, chocolate, strawberry. I'm like, dude, if you need to supplement for extra protein, and not everybody does, I know that, but if you do, dude, what a deal. Good stuff. Clean stuff as well. So that's cool. So thanks for that as well. Our friends at Better Way Health as well for the, we got to see Reggie. I think he appeared. He was on the show, wasn't he, when we were in Detroit and in Dearborn?
Yes.
Reggie Black.
Absolutely.
Yeah. That was a nice surprise. And he fed us some lunch that day. That was awesome, including sweet potato fries, which I have a soft place in my heart and belly for sweet potato fries. I do. I admit it. So
Reggie, that's Better Way Health, right?
Better Way Health, yeah, Better Way Health.
Dude, I saw a story. I just, not to go off on a tangent.
Maybe go right
ahead.
We'll
do this in the show maybe tomorrow. Mm-hmm. But you don't see glycan in the news very often, right?
Glycan?
Believe it or not,
beta glucan. You're talking beta glucan.
Or glucans. Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah. No. So glycans are different then.
Yes. Beta glucan.
Gotcha. Okay.
But there is, as we were on the air with Reggie, and he just pulled up thousands of studies in PubMed on beta glucan. It's like one of the most studied supplements, safe supplements, to modulate your immune system, not hyperstimulate it, which is really, it's all you need. You don't need hyperstimulation. I don't know. I guess
wrong with hyperstimulation once in a while?
Yeah, I just, you know, I don't want anybody to get hurt. That's all. Just don't want anybody
okay.
to get hurt.
Okay, all right.
All right, so let's launch. I think our buddy Shane wants to know something.
Excuse me. I'd like to ask you a few questions.
What does Shane want now? Shane, man. Yeah. No, you're not bothering me. I'm just teasing. We love to hear from you, Shane. And anybody that wants to ask questions, we love it. And even better, comments. You got commentary? You know, I get to play the "Hey, you guys" commentary song. But for now, question of the day. Hi, Robert, Super D, and guests. Love you all, brothers and sisters. All right, feeling the love, Shane. Thank you, Robert. Hope you didn't have to build Robert's ark yesterday. Oh yeah, there were flash floods coming off the mountain. Apparently, we were fine. The garden's very happy. But today, it's smoky again. And that's your cue, Shane, because you know what's going on out there. Shane's writing in because he says he's tired of smoke. And no, he doesn't smoke cigarettes. He says he's in British Columbia, Canada. We Canucks have about 500 forest fires. Oh, God. You know, Canadians, you think you have to outdo us all the time. Stop it. I mean, we're bigger, we're bad. You don't need 500 forest fires just to prove you're bigger and badder than us. I know, a lot of area out there. Okay, I'm just teasing, Shane. Listen, I feel bad about that. 500 forest. I haven't even been to British Columbia yet. One of my bucket list places to go is Vancouver and that area. I want to see it. I want to see the Dock of Detox. He's up there. It'll be fun. But 500 forest fires, and in the news they're saying it's the equivalent, just breathing the air, smoking 7 cigarettes a day right now. He says, I have air purifiers in the home. I was curious if there's anything we can do to counteract. He said contract, but you meant counteract, I know. The effects of the smoke. Would nebulizing silver help? Well, heck to the yeah. Right? That's me getting a little bawdy right there. I said, heck to the yeah. Yes! Silver hydrosol in a nebulizer would be wonderful. Why? You're not dealing with an infection necessarily, but you're dealing with inflammation, damage, injury to tissue. Silver is the ultimate regenerative agent in terms of stimulating healing in the body. I'm not saying it replaces minerals like selenium, chromium, and silicon, especially for connective tissue integrity, but silver, by God, is designed to help facilitate regeneration of tissue if you can deliver the ions where it needs to go. That's why I did that nebulizer YouTube so many, well, years ago now, I think. It's still very popular. It's not just to knock out infections, but it can help facilitate healing of tissue. So I would absolutely do that. Also, remember, it can carry up to 10 times its atomic weight in oxygen. And oxygenate tissue in the lungs, that's a good thing. That's a good thing. So what else can you do? Nebulizing silver. Anything else you could recommend? Super Don, you got any thoughts on that? Anything you could recommend for the lungs?
Well, I know lobelia tinctures, one that we talk about.
Yes, beautiful. Lobelia, and it's in the book, chapter on lungs. Good loving for your lungs. All the things that I talk about for any aspect of lung malady can be impactful in a beneficial way, even to acute exposure to smoke, causing damage and inflammation to the alveoli and other areas of the lungs, the trachea, etc.
Well, and I'll tell you, Shane, you're not alone, because down here in Oregon, it has been miserable, especially in the area that I'm in, for, I want to say it's probably been a month and a half at least.
Yeah.
I know about 10 days ago, what is today? Today is the 23rd. No, this would have been like last week. Mm-hmm. I was reading an article because NASA had done a satellite shot of the United States.
Right.
And it was like 110 fires that were burning at that time. So, okay, so you beat us by 390 fires. Congratulations.
Right.
But it was really bad. There's a lot of fires. It was like 1.9 million acres that had been burned. And
wow.
Here where I'm at, it was funny because it's been so smoky. I mean, you wake up in the morning and it looks like it's cloudy outside. And the sun comes up and it's red. And you have a red sun all day. And then it was funny because I went to take the dog out the other night. And we happened to have a day where the wind had kind of blown in a little bit.
Right.
And I looked up and saw the moon. And I was just like, whoa, that's weird. Because the moon was white.
Right.
It was like it's been red for so long that when the moon looked white, it was like a weird thing. Like, what is that up in the sky? So I feel your pain, my friend. But I know that there's some major fires right there in the British Columbia area, right on the border.
Yeah, and they do say, you know, stay indoors. And I like the fact that, Shane, you have air purification, whether it's ozonation, filtration, etc. And I mentioned the silver hydrosol nebulizing. How about the homeopathic remedies that we know about for lungs, right? When you have a cough, there's associated cough because of injury to tissue, mucus production. Bryonia alba is always my number one go-to. Bryonia is a liver polycrash remedy. Bryonia alba with a B, as in boy, Bryonia, followed by Drosera with a D, as in dog, Drosera rotundifolia, Antimonium tartaricum, and all our kids' favorite homeopathic remedy, toasted SpongeBob. How often do I get to bring up toasted SpongeBob? And that is, of course, Spongia tosta, a toasted sea sponge in homeopathic form. And I know the skeptics, or you call them the septics, they bust a gut every time we talk about homeopathy having any impact on anything. But it's not going to kill you. And then they say, well, if it can't kill you, it's not real. Okay. Well, you can have all the drugs that we're not taking. How's that, skeptics? You go ahead. Take it all because we don't want it. So there you go. There's some good perspectives on it. Obviously, Echo Water can help in terms of drinking and hydrating the tissue, because healing of tissue, we need proper hydration for that to happen. Echo Water as well. But Shane says, thank you, Robert. God bless you. Super D and guests, keep rocking the health world. Shane. Now, I try to keep rocking the health world. Super Don usually does. But whatever he did on that last break when he was singing to us was definitely not rocking the health world. I think some of our listeners were covering their ears, running for cover. What was that song you were singing? Tell everybody. What was it?
That was Smoke Gets in Your Eyes by the Platters.
By the Platters, right. It was mellow. It was fun. It was nice. And my mom loved it.
Oh, I love oldies,
though. Grandma Mickey loved it.
That's some of my favorite. I mean, I love all kinds of music, but 50s, 60s stuff, I love that stuff. I can listen to that all day.
Well, you can't please everybody. Like I said, Mom loved it. Of course, Lori in the chat room there, she's saying, I don't like AC/DC, and then she really didn't like whatever it was you were doing. But I support you, Super Don. I'm with you. And when you run out of coffee, let me know. Okay.
Okay.
But for now,
I definitely
enough,
will.
Hopefully, to last a few days.
Yes, I've got more coffee beans than I've ever had in my life.
Awesome. I'm loving that. I'm loving the sound of that. All right. We got a real quick couple of minutes here on the this segment before the break. Just a quick update on Bayer's Monsanto, right? The demon spawn of IG Farb in Nazi Germany, Bayer. They were making the gases to kill people in World War I and to kill people in World War II. They're now facing 8,000 lawsuits on glyphosate and climbing. Couldn't happen to a nicer corporation, global corporation with no allegiance to any nation or state. And the German drug maker is bracing for years of legal wrangling. Would it be justice if they went out of business? I guess only if they couldn't have, like, more demon spawn popping out, like what happened after IG Farben broke up into, you know, Bayer and Hest and BASF and the like. So there's a lot of good that can come out of the court system in this case, as we saw in California. I'm not a litigious kind of guy, but there's got to be a remedy, a rightful remedy, when you have been violated, when you have been poisoned. And the likes of Monsanto and Bayer have been poisoning the population of planet Earth for a long, long time. Finally, Cheerios now. Class action lawsuit filed against General Mills over glyphosate contamination in Cheerios. This could be the thing that causes these corporations that are selling breakfast cereal to go, whoa, we need to check what's in our oats. Because we didn't know glyphosate was in there. Maybe they did, that's even worse, but maybe they didn't. And now through these lawsuits, they're going to start cleaning up their act, and you're going to see labels, no Roundup in our breakfast cereal, glyphosate free, in addition to GMO free. That's going to be a good result of consumer action. We didn't need the government to intervene. In fact, they've been captured by the makers of glyphosate, by Roundup, by Monsanto. The people can push back, stop buying what they're selling. Sue them if they poison you and get them to clean up their act, because the EPA is not doing that. They've been captured as well.
Great heavens! What kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
If you like alkaline water or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical grade stainless steel, the Dillon bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Long-distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for Sunshine Pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra-long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find Sunshine Pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads.
Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay. Or call us 253-678-1361.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right. This is the show and tell portion of the Robert Scott Bell Show briefly. So those of you listening on radio, sorry. If you're watching on YouTube, this was full up and overflowing. And no, it didn't come from the grocery store. These blackberries came from my backyard. I know. And I had nothing to do with them. I am just blessed it with abundance as I prayed for a garden. And I walked into a garden that is just, it's harvest time. These are the most amazing, explosively juicy blackberries I've ever had in my life. Now, I'm not kidding. And they're right there growing in the backyard. This is really awesome, Super Don. Can you just taste them? Can you see that? Yummy.
Oh, definitely, yeah. Yes.
And we used one of the organic blackberry things that we had bought before we knew this was here. And we just packaged them in ourselves. My son's. Nice. The teenager, he actually went out and picked them. When I said, son, we got to go out and do some stuff. Would you mind going to the backyard and picking some blueberries or blackberries? He's like, he didn't say anything, but he went and did it. And he did it beautifully. So well done, son. Thank you, my friend. Thank you, my brother, my son, and all of y'all out there for being on the show. I'm just so ecstatically happy. And it's not a manic thing. No, I'm not on a psychotropic drug. It's just the stuff that's been going on. It was fun to have Cheryl Chumley on the show today. You know, I love the interaction that's happening on YouTube. I get the sense that people out there are really enjoying it. Even the silly stuff that we do from time to time, which is a lot of the time, maybe not enough of the time, but we keep it going, and Super D's making it sound so good. And thank you, Mackenzie, on the board as well. Now, last but not least, Super Don, what would the show be without a little baby poop thrown in for good measure?
It would just, the whole entire show would suck without it,
right? It would be incomplete. Yes. It would be totally incomplete. We couldn't go any further. What could we do?
Well, so, look, throw in I couldn't pass it up. When if you recall, I think, what was it, about a year ago, maybe a little more, when the whole fecal transplant thing became popular, right. And it was all in the news, and we covered it several times. Mm-hmm. And I think basically the idea, the conclusion that you came to was, there are better ways we could do this, right?
Is it really necessary? It's like they want their exclusive domain. Proctologists got to have their money, too. They want to stick stuff up your bum. Now, we don't have to do that. But apparently, babies are now the new source of probiotics.
There you go.
Now, I can hear Ty Bollinger going, baby poop, that's what I tried in Thailand. That was the durian. No, it's not. I love you, Ty, but no, it's not. This is something completely different. And, of course, there are many sources of probiotic colonies, and I don't know that they're telling you to ingest the poop raw. That's gross, and that's not what I believe they're promoting here. But they are harvesting, if you will, certain probiotic colonies. And I don't know if they're fermenting or whatever. They're growing them in a substrate and then delivering them back to you.
Here's exactly what they're doing. Scientists at Wake Forest School of Medicine have developed a probiotic cocktail derived from the gut bacteria strains found in infant feces that may help increase the body's ability to produce what they're saying is short-chain fatty acids.
Okay. So do we really need to harvest baby poop for that? What's wrong with the probiotics we've been using for years?
I like a good cocktail once in a while, but I don't know that this is the one I would want. No.
Yeah, no, I'm not going for that. Listen, I hope you're feeding your baby good stuff so whatever's coming through them would be viable if you're going to do that. I think it's rather intriguing to get them before they've been totally destroyed and harmed by the antibiotics that, of course, the doctors are all too willing to do, much less if they give them a Hep B shot at birth. That's going to corrupt their gastrointestinal flora. I don't want that. So, again, I don't know. They didn't go into the health of these children, these babies, when they looked at it. What were they feeding them? Is it baby formula? Was it breast milk from mom?
I think, generally speaking, it's reasonable to assume that a baby is going to have a pretty decent gut bacteria just because they're babies. They're new. They haven't been damaged as far as their gut goes, right? So I kind of get the concept here. They're saying that these short chain, well, that's true.
Yeah.
These short-chain fatty acids are something that people who have diabetes or obesity or autoimmune disorders, cancers, stuff like that, they're missing a lot of these short-chain fatty acids. So they're trying to figure out a way to try and combat that. Again, there's probably some better ways of doing this than baby poop.
Folks in England, don't throw away your nappies, even if they're used. They might make you some money in the future when you resell them. No, I know. Oh, that's
what?
Good. Sorry.
Nappies? You mean diapers?
Yes. Nappies. Oh,
okay.
I was doing a little British humor for our UK health radio.
Hip cheerio. Yes.
Hip cheerio. And ooh, what's that coming out of baby? Let's bottle it and sell it. Okay. No. I'm not. I'm just kidding. Anyway, thanks y'all for being on board. We're about wrapping up a great show tomorrow. We're working into the weekend. We got Roseanne Lindsay. She's got a new book out. Who else we got tomorrow? John Rappaport.
Maybe Jeremy Hammond.
So
we'll see.
It's going to be awesome, guys and girls. Folks, keep watching, keep listening. Tell everybody the place for health, freedom, and healing liberty continues because the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Listen to what Chris said about Andro 400.
I've lost almost 40 pounds in 10 weeks. My son was getting married, and when I went for the suit fitting, I was a size 48. And when I went back to do the final fitting, I was a 44. I have more energy, that's for sure. I probably lost 4 inches around my belly. I'm 57, and I'm fat when I was in my 30s.
Here's what Dwayne said about Andro 400.
This product really works. I'm an old guy, and I don't trust nobody. And I've tried all kinds of stuff. It's one of the few things I've ever bought that works. I couldn't believe it. I feel better. I have more energy. I walk 12 miles. A day. I feel great. It's changed my life. It really has. It's really incredible.
Guys, if you'd like to lose belly fat, gain energy, and feel great, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435. andro400.com.
If you talk to me, we'll hear you.
Why are we getting killed like this?
Kyle's not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey, he knew not to drink. We've made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you.
Hear you. You can do it if you try.
Babe.
bacon lovers. We ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.